When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Devon Rogers. And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Yes! Jay, my heart is broken.
I'm hurt.
It is broken.
I'm hurt.
This episode, it was a cinematic masterpiece, starting with Kylan's Oscar-worthy performance. Greta Gerwig is not the only one who was snubbed at the Oscars, because Kylan pulling off that pretending he's the only one coming back in the house was
brilliant
work.
Brilliant.
Absolutely Yale Drama School level brilliant work. And then
Kylan,
to see the heartbreak of them all. Oh, and they were holding hands day.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not going to be okay.
It was like Bonnie and Clyde and Clyde. Like, it was just...
It was just,
oh my gosh. It was hard.
It was so absolutely beautiful. Okay, we got it. We're going to do a quick intro here, because then we have an amazing interview. We got so much stuff that we have to share. Yes. But let's kick it off with... Who would you say gets your timeout of the week?
Oh, girl. We're going to go ahead and put two people in the corner. I need Olivia and Jay, front and center. Mm-hmm. Both of the two. I need Olivia to the front, just because, girl, this isn't, in my opinion, and I don't know, because we'll see how the season plays out, but I don't think this is going to benefit your game. And the unfortunate part is finding out later that they pulled you to the side to have this conversation right before... Baby, you weren't even a part of the plan in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You became part of the plan in the end. So that should just let you know you're just a number. And that, is breaking my heart to watch her go downhill and just, yeah. And then also, I don't know if you caught this or not, Devin, but do you remember after everything had happened and Nerys and Olivia having a conversation, and Nerys finally comes out and tells her the conversation that she had with her brother, Nerys's brother, right? Mm-hmm. Did you peep how Olivia tried to turn that around and make it about her when she was like, I'm shocked. So this whole time she's just been sitting back waiting on me to cross her? Like, what?
I did catch that. I did catch that level of gaslighting.
And that
is exactly why she is not only time out of the week for me, but I'd say nominee for time out of the season, because you immediately try and gaslight to make it look like you're the victim in this, and you straight up did full-blown betrayal. And I don't care what sort of like questions you had. Nerys had questions the week before, and yet she still chose to save you over her man.
Yes.
And you couldn't even return the favor after a week.
That is wild.
That is so, there are no words. Like, congratulations, you played yourself. I know it looks like she got the one up this time, but I'm telling you, that's gonna bite her in the butt. I don't know what happens the rest of the season, but I just feel like that's gonna bite her back in the butt. And like you said, she's not even like, Jay and Michelle ride hard for each other. There's no question around the loyalty there, and I respect that. They ride hard for each other. Anybody that's like breaking up friendships, their own friendships, for Jay and Michelle is dumb, because you're, disposable. You're expendable to them because they're their closest. They are, their closest. I also, by the way, really quick, have to point out that Kylan, when she said, I want to go talk to Nerys.
Girl!
And Kylan was like, what are you going to say? Are you going to say that you knew about it the whole time and just sat there? Or that you were stupid? Like, what are you going to say? Kylan, I'm mean, Kylan.
You only have two options.
This season, man, Kylan is a nominee for Gold Star of the season because his one-liners, his commentary is just a win and a win. I can't hate on, now look, I cannot hate on Jay and Michelle's game if they're trying to keep their hands clean. And by clean, I mean not going in the sand, right? Yeah. Like, Jay is playing a masterful game in that way. But I do think that you have to stand on business in terms of what you've done, and he's not doing that. And that's the part that makes him look weaker because, hey, dude, you're saved. And that was the number one thing, is you wanted to save yourself. Not, oh, I wanted to save Nerys. You wanted to save yourself. You wanted to save Michelle. You accomplished that.
Yeah.
You got to stand on it. You got to know that, like, anything beyond that can go awry. And so didn't love that. My gold star of the week has got to be Nerys and Horacio's love.
Aww.
It's just, it's so genuine. And look, we don't know what's going to happen to them as a couple. Like, we only wish them the best, right? But we don't know. Life happens, things happen, people change, girl, whatever.
Yeah.
But in this moment, I feel like there are so few examples where we get to really witness genuine love in action on camera.
Yeah.
Right? On camera. There are great couples that are formed on TV, but sometimes we don't get to see the like harder moments where you get to see that love in action because it's private, which is like fair.
Yeah.
Or you see stuff where it's kind of, I'm gonna say scripted, but like, you know, they're showing off with the camera.
Crazy.
And this is clearly genuine.
Yeah.
And in their most vulnerable moments, when they're competing for a large life-changing amount of money, when they're doing things that they're not familiar with, and they're still rooting for each other and thinking of one another, like, that, man, it's just so beautiful to see and to remind people it does exist. It does. You don't have to settle for anything else. It does indeed exist. So that gets my gold star. What about you, Day?
I have three, actually. So I'm going to let's do two.
Okay.
I can combine these three and then put another one. So for my first gold star, actually I have a gold and a bronze. There we go. For my first gold star, I'm going to give it to the trio. That trio, Nerys, Horacio, and Kylan. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. The way that, first of all, Kylan on his own, the way he fought this season is just, it's definitely a conversation that needs to be had, and I need to see more of him on future seasons because he definitely came to play and he came to win. And with all of the pressure, all of the everything, and he didn't back down. Like, he was a great competitor. He provided the drama. He gave the one-liners. He did the confessionals. Like, he gave us a good
all-around
challenger.
You know? It was great.
And then Horacio did his thing as usual. You know what I'm saying? And then with the love with him and Nerys, oh my gosh, the way she ate them up this elimination.
Beautifully.
She ate them men up so beautifully. She did not quit. She did not say, oh,
she
my
was focused.
Man.
Like, she
She was on it. And
she was strategic.
To think that right before then, she was just ready to go. And then a fire lit up under her. And she just, oh, my girl.
It was beautiful.
So I'm going to give it to the trio. And then my bronze star. And I'm probably going to get jumped in the back for this. But I'm going to give it to Jay. Here's why. Okay.
I'm listening.
I want to give it to Jay because we see, okay, as a person who's played Big Brother and a fan of Survivor, I know how the CBS strategy and tactics and manipulation works. I know how that goes. So everything he's doing to Nerys, all of this is manipulation, right?
Yes.
I see it. All of this stuff is a tactic, it's strategy, it's everything. So even him come back in, oh, I wanted to show you the paper. I always had it for you and this. No, you didn't. And we know that. As a viewer, we know you didn't have it for her. Got it. But then the moment when he's in the room by himself and he's crying, that was the first time that I've seen him, for lack of better words, be a human. I understand that I have to come in here and I have to play this game and I'm going to get my hands dirty and I'm going to be viewed as a villain and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But I can see crossing her in that manner really broke him.
Yeah.
And to see that and to allow himself to, because he could have went in the bathroom and had that moment. You know what I mean? But to just,
it could have been occupied, but
right. To just fall out and just like really have that moment. I think that was a very sincere moment and it was good to see that side of Jay. Now I might be wrong.
I feel like he was mad he got himself caught. Like, if anything, I'd nominate Jay. I'd give him a bronze for, again, his gameplay. Strategically, he and Michelle have been playing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been running the house. And I've got bad respect for that. They've been running the house.
Yeah.
It'd be nicer to see him stand on it. And I do think, I'd want to say I believe he cared about Nerys, but we've been seeing episode after episode him taking advantage of her. And I just like to think that at certain point, if someone's really your friend, that you, like, not once have we actually seen him really listen to anything she's asked. And so that, to me, raises some flags about friendship. Like, to me, it just plays. And you can even be manipulative and like, I actually feel like Michelle hasn't played quite as, believe it or not, dirty a game. Like, they're both running the house, but I do feel like Michelle has been a little bit more thoughtful around, like, we even see it when she talks about Berna, right? She's like, Berna's mad, I understand, but like, I don't want her to be upset, but I also do this. Whereas I feel like Jay, Narissa's like, please, Jay, just give me this one favor. And Jay's like, you're not listening to me. You hate me. Why are you not listening to me? Like, so
I don't know. Here's my theory. And tell me if you agree or not. Okay, so we know we have the duo of Jay and Michelle, and Jay, yeah. and everything you just said, I 100% agree with. And in my mind, mm-hmm. I feel like in that duo, Michelle is also playing Jay, because Jay is the one getting the dirty hands. You know what I'm saying? Michelle maybe really hasn't had to do anything.
Maybe.
Because it's a situation where it's like, oh, Jay's going to go out there. Jay's going to do this. The girls are going to come to Jay's. And you go out there, you do this, you talk to this person, you talk to that. Just like even when she came to the table at the restaurant and she was like, I don't understand why I have to sit here and have this conversation. Yeah. Almost like, you should have handled this before I came over here.
I definitely think, I agree. I actually do think Michelle's running even Jay. I believe it. Girls run the world. I think so. Yeah. And Michelle, I think that is true. I will say the one who played them all was when Kylan said, you guys aren't creative. I was already ready for this, and pulls off his shirt. He has his jersey on underneath. Kylan stays giving us moments. And for that, I am thankful. Yes. That was hilarious. It's all of it is just such a really good episode. And Colleen summed up a lot of the feelings this episode. She said, if you have friends like Olivia, you don't need enemies in your life. Well, we will see how that plays out. But before we do, we're going to talk to one of Olivia's closest friends coming into this house.
Yeah.
Horacio. He's here. Just came off the plane. Kicking it with us, kicking it with you guys, and going to give us all the tea, the insight, and maybe even say those three little words.
That's Narissa's man.
I know. We got Narissa's man coming up. So grab a snack, do some, you know, exercises or something. I don't know, jumping jacks. Do whatever feels good to you.
Get your protein shake.
Yeah, get your protein shake. And don't go anywhere, because you're not going to want to miss this really special interview with Horacio Gutierrez right after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
It is a privilege, an honor, but also heartbreaking. Goodness. To welcome this next guest. He is right off of a plane, just came right on in, ready to talk, ready to share all the things. I'd argue that maybe he's the people's champ, the people's favorite of the season, or certainly one of, but please give it up for Narissa's man, Horacio.
Wow. Devin, Yvonne, thank you so much for having me. And I love the intro. Yeah, I'm not even Horacio. I'm Narissa's man now. So
Yes.
I love that. Okay, so this episode, all the emotions. You said that when you sat down, you said that watching it back, it brought up so much emotion for you that you're even crying. What hit you the most in watching this episode?
Wow. So many things to unfold. I think I think this episode had a mix of everything, right? I think it had a mix of what the challenge is kind of known for, right? You have pretty extreme challenge in itself and good competition, and then it turns into the whole alliance situation, the backstabbing, just a bit of everything. And for me, it just really hits. The first thing being coming in second, right? Losing, which that's how it starts off.
By just seconds, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew that the only way to keep my people safe was by winning. So that hurt me. That was my first, like, I guess that was my first strike right there. And I'm like, dang it. And then second strike is when the whole Olivia situation.
Jesus.
When, I'm telling you, when she gets saved, I felt this relief. I said, okay, yeah. We're going to be safe. We're going to be safe because she has to save Nerys. We just put our game on the line for her. And I was going to say, throw me in before you throw in Olivia or Nerys. And, you know, I feel like we did that. And so I was like, okay. And then she picked Mariah. Strike number two there. And then obviously strike number three is when I'm standing next to Kylan and Nerys. That's when I was like, I'm out. Strike three, you're out. Wow. And so the mix of emotion for that episode. And it's crazy because obviously that was several months ago. And watching it back, it really, really hits. And I think also maybe because, like you said, I'm just fresh off the plane. I've been away for 4 months also filming. So I've not really seen too many of the things that have been happening. Obviously now social media, I've caught up a little bit. Yeah. But in terms of the episodes, I don't know much. Obviously now I know that everybody was against me. I knew that being there, but seeing them like vent it out, especially Jay, it's absolutely insane to me. So yeah, it's just a lot of emotion. A lot.
Yeah.
Horacio, how did it feel seeing that flashback of Olivia and Jay having the conversation and she gives him the green light and's like, yeah, you can take him out. I don't want to run a final with him anyway. How did that feel watching that back?
Yeah, that hurt. And I didn't expect that. A lot of people say I'm very naive or innocent. And I think I'm not necessarily naive. I know what's going on. Like from day one, I knew I had a target on my back. But you don't expect that target to be from your own people, right? And I think what Olivia and I lived in that ride or die season is something so special because obviously how things ended. And I just felt like no matter what goes down, not just in the show, but outside, I know I can count on her and she can count on me. And so to see that playback of her saying, like, I don't want to see him in the final, like the whole point of me actually even going, wanting to go back, one of the main reasons of going back to the challenge was I need to get this and I want Olivia by my side because of how things ended in that first season. And so to see all that go down, it's so like I'm literally like, I don't know, you're shivering. I don't know what the word is, but
yeah,
so many emotions are going through my body right now. Cause like I said, it's the first time hearing all of this, seeing all of this.
Right.
And I really thought we were on the same page. I know I'm very, as everybody says, I'm very quiet and all that, but I feel like I'm a person that if I tell you something, I'm gonna stay true to it. And throughout the season, I said multiple times, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's a single episode. Once again, I'm saying I have not seen them, but I don't think there's a single episode where I am talking bad about my people or I'm putting them on danger.
Not.
I'm the complete opposite. If I have the power, I'm still gonna do everything I can to throw out people. Maybe I didn't make a big power move, but because I still thought I was working with Jay, Michelle, and Olivia, and all these people. But little did I know that. Well, I caught on eventually, but at the beginning, I was like, "If I'm winning, you guys are winning. Don't worry." Wow. And I told you, I want to be with you guys in the final. I'm a person that wants to compete against the best. And if you guys consider yourself the best, okay, cool. But if let's go all together. And so it's just crazy to just see all that back and hear even
hear what?
Like Jay saying the whole, like, we've been shooting at these guys the entire season. Like, how many bullets does it take to kill them? Like, all these things. And I'm like, dang, that's really, I came in thinking Jay was my number one. Jay's my number one guy.
Wow.
That was my thing. I said, Olivia's my number one as a girl and Jay's my number one guy.
Oh my God.
And
when did Kylan move into that? Because as we watched the show, we very clearly see this sort of brotherhood develop between you and Kylan. So when in your mind or doing the game, do you feel that your perspective of Jay being your number one shifted to where Kylan, if Kylan even was your number one guy, but if he was, when did that shift happen for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely Kylan, my number one. I ended the season with him as my number one. And I think that shift was, it had to be when they first threw him down. I kind of already had a sense that they weren't sure. I remember Jay would come up to me, Michelle, like, because we're not sure about Kylan, we could trust him. And they were not sure of him because he was with Melissa.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, he's working with them. So if he's working with them, he's against us. And I don't think that was ever the case at all, but they couldn't see past that. So they're like, oh, we trust you, but we're not sure if we trust him.
Right.
And so then once they start throwing him down, I said, well, if you guys don't trust him, then I'm not with you guys.
Yeah.
And then it was a matter of time where I even stopped saying in my interviews, I stopped saying like, oh, Jay's my number one, I'm working with this. I said, I have no alliance. Yeah. I have Kylan that I know I can trust, and I have Nerys I can trust. And at the time, Olivia, until obviously this happened. And then Zaza came into play. And that's the thing that a lot of people think, they start not trusting you because you start building friendship. You start building relationship in there. And so, for example, me, when I started, I guess, getting questioned, when I started hanging out with Zaza. And
who was questioning you?
Olivia said that the entire alliance was like, you're at the bottom of the list at some point, she told me. And she questioned me as well. She told me, she's like, I don't even know if we're friends. And this was in the middle of the season.
Because of Zara?
Because of Zara, just because I was, quote unquote, being distant.
Do you guys, outside of the house prior to this, like what was life like before coming into the house? Because you mentioned, we know that you're very close to Olivia, and she mentioned you being distant, as we see play out in the episodes. So how often were you guys hanging out or communicating? And then similarly with Jay, what dynamic did you all have outside of the house that made you think that he was your number one going in? Did you, like Michelle, for example, when we had her on the podcast, sort of shared how she ended up being connected to so many people. And it's interesting. She hangs out with a lot of people. They come over, they have a good time. Yeah. Michelle is a good time in general. Right. And so you could understand then going into the house why so many people felt very connected to her. So what was your dynamic both with Olivia and then what was your dynamic with Jay that made you feel like he would be your number one guy going into the house?
Okay, I'll start off with Jay just because I think it's a shorter version. But I think with Jay, it's that same kind of connection that we had in Ride or Die season. Once again, a person that speaks Spanish, Jay. So I had that trust in him, and I felt like I could just be me. And so, we had that bond. We didn't talk on a daily or anything like that. Whenever I would go to LA, shoot him a text, sometimes we couldn't hang out. Just a couple times that we did, went out surf. He taught me how to surf. Do I know how to surf? No, I don't. But, we tried. And then, so it was just little things like that. And the way he would talk to me in Spanish, he's like, no, like you're very respectful. And that's what I like. Like all these OGs, all these vets, they're so disrespectful and all that. And, it was like, okay, we kind of build that little trust. And so once I decide I'm going to go to the season, I didn't really know who was going. I didn't know many of the people. And so a familiar face is like, okay, great.
Did you reach out to him before getting there? Like, did you hit him up or no?
I did not. I didn't talk to anybody. And that's another thing that now going into the Olivia thing is, I think it was obvious that she was going to be my number one based on just Ride or Die season. It's called Ride or Die for a reason, And I didn't want it to be just like, oh, Ride or Die. Oh, it's just for a couple months. No, like,
right.
Let's. We're together. And our relationship was a lot different than the Jay situation. We would talk, once again, not on the daily, but I would go to Phoenix a lot of times. I'd be spending that at her place. We'd go out, I'd sleep on the couch and that. I introduced her to so many of my friends. I remember we went to go run the Grand Canyon. We had a pit stop at her place and all my friends stayed over there. We'd go out to eat, just everything. I think for me, the relationship really blossomed after the Ride or Die season. That's when I was like, wow, we really are, friends. There's a lot of people that just say things and they're not. But I was like, yeah, I really trust her and everything. So that now saying that, going into this season, Battle for a New Champion, I was not going to go. I was going to go play this soccer tournament that was also for $1 million. And I was like, all right, you know, soccer's my thing. So I'm just going to go back to what I do. And, you know, maybe it's just not my time to go to the challenge. I'll save it for another one. Mm-hmm. And so I shut down my phone for about 2 weeks. And I'm used to doing that. I'm a person.
Wait, what do you mean shut down? Like just turned it off?
I turned it off.
For 2 weeks?
For about 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you are a whole other
I
specimen,
need that type
Horacio.
Of discipline.
Yes, you are. You literally are. Wait, what if your family needs you or something? Like, what? Wait, Do you have a house phone at least? Like, if it's an emergency, can someone call your house, make sure you're okay?
The thing is, like, I was traveling. So, you know, I would turn it on maybe just to be like, because I tell my mom, my mom is the first one to always worry so much.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't answer after a week, you should worry. That's what I tell her. So okay. I would at least check in, hey, todo bien, which means everything's okay, and back off, and that. And obviously I would see that messages would come in, emails would come in, and it had to do with the challenge. And I'm like, you know what, I need to see exactly what I really want to do. Mm-hmm. And so at the time, I think I was in Austin, and I finally turned it on, and I have so many messages like, we need you to decide. Like, yes or no, simple as that. Like, and I felt bad as well, because they're like, please at least give us an answer.
Answer, right.
Yeah, and I wasn't ghosting them, but it was just what I do. I do that all the time. I put my phone on airplane mode. Sometimes it's just for music, and sometimes I just turn it off, or I just leave it at the house, whatever, and I'm better without it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I have to go back. I don't like how things ended. Mm-hmm. And yes, I know that it's going to be a struggle. I think the thought process is always like to start from zero.
Yeah.
I have to start a new season with a brand new concept, new competitors,
new cast,
exactly everything, and that's like the mentally is like, oh gosh, that's so much. Hmm. But then I was like, you know what? It's time. It's time to do it.
Did you know Olivia had gotten a call at this point or no?
Yes, because
you did know.
I did know because we had spoken a little bit. She's like, "Are you gonna go?" And I was like, "You know what? I'm still not sure." Mm-hmm. At one point, I told her yes, and then I went back and I said, "You know what? No, I'm not going."
Yeah.
And so once I decide that I will be going, I want to say possibly like a week prior to flying out.
Wow.
So it was very last minute. Mm-hmm. And to me, I didn't see anything negative about not telling anybody. I thought the contrary. I said, I'm just going to show up and be like,
so you didn't tell Olivia that you then were going to go. You didn't reconfirm. You just kind of kept it as a surprise.
Exactly. And I wanted it to be that a surprise, a good surprise. Because it's just like, hey, I'm here. Like, and it's
look,
not like
friends here. Yeah,
exactly. And I flew out to LA, and little by little, like the cast starts to show up.
Right.
And I think the first person that I ran into was Jay, Jay and Asaf. Mm-hmm. And seeing Jay, I was also like, good. Like, we're here. We're together. And I didn't reconfirm anything with him, but it was just that reassurance in some kind of way. Like, I guess I understood it. Maybe he didn't, but I understood it.
Someone that you knew that you had spent some time with. Yeah, you feel like a buddy, totally.
So I just kept going around and I was trying to really avoid being seen by anybody. I was like, I wanted to be just really cool. Like, because the people that I knew that were going to be there was going to be Olivia, Mariah, Nariz, Chauncey, just people that I knew from the previous season.
Right.
So finally I show up and it's like, hey, and it was a good surprise. I thought it was. Even for me, because it was good to see them. And I knew we were on the same page, at least Olivia and I. But I guess she misunderstood that. She didn't think that was good, that I didn't communicate that I was not going to, that
Did
I was going to go.
Did she tell you that explicitly in the house once you guys got there? Was she like, hey, man, I'm mad that you didn't tell me you decided to come?
She didn't tell me then. This happened later. And I guess that caused some trust issues. I don't know how or why.
Because you tried to surprise her? Ooh, child.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was a last-minute decision, but I thought it was a good one.
When's the last time you talked to her? Post-show?
The last time I spoke to her, as soon as we finished filming the season, I said I was very mad and disappointed and, once again, so many things that I felt. So I said, okay, I know I feel these things and I know she's going to be feeling them. Why? Because she knows she did wrong. She knows she did. And so I just kind of let it cool down. Mm-hmm. And maybe about 2 weeks later after filming or 3 weeks, I just gave her a call. I gave her a call. And the reason for it was I just wanted her to know that even though things went down the way they did, I want her to be okay. Maybe I'm not going to be that person anymore that I thought I was in terms of like, you know, she could rely on me and all this. Right. But I know that mentally it's very tough. And being in the challenge, any kind of reality show, mentally it's so tough. Absolutely. And especially when things go wrong, when you do make bad decisions and all that stuff, it hits you worse. And so I wanted to check in on her, make sure mentally she was okay. And I just said, like, look, maybe what you did, I mean, it wasn't what we wanted, but you needed it to figure out who you are, who you want to be, and learn from those mistakes, because that's what it was. I really do think it was a mistake. And I explained to her, if you wouldn't have made that decision, who knows what would have went down. Like,
how did she respond to that?
She was like grateful that I did reach out. Her main priority was Nerys. And just saying how like she lost Nerys and all that, and I don't want to step in between them, so I just kind of just said, look, my advice is, if you really truly care for her like you say you do, then you will reach out and you will try to make something of the situation if it's just a simple apology. But I said, I'm not going to speak for Nerys, and I'm not going to go to Nerys and try to talk for you either.
Of course,
that's not my position. But I do remember that she, in that call specifically, she never apologized, which which was kind of weird. I wasn't expecting, I didn't call to get an apology.
Yeah.
But you would think that after she said, like, she accepts that she did things wrong and all this, she'd be like, I'm sorry. And she didn't. And so, you know, it's just little things, but that's the last time we spoke. Obviously I've been locked up. Been away from my phone for
in a good way, in a legal way. Yeah, you've been locked up in a good legal way.
My friend was not in jail. Okay,
you were not in jail. I'm going to float a bold-ish theory, or just sort of ask some questions, and then we'll get into this episode. Horacio.
Yeah.
So there seems to be a theme happening on both, just as a viewer, on both the Jay side and what happened with Olivia. That theme starts with a J, ends with the Ellisy. And on one side we have, because as a viewer, I mean, they tell on themselves in confessional, primarily Jay.
Every time.
We see where he's threatened by you and says as much, that like ultimately they expect you to win the whole thing. And so Jay is smiling in your face. So there was an old song, I forgot about who it's by, my mom would hate this, but it's like, smiling in your face all the time, they want to take your place. Want to take your place. Backstabbers. Backstabbers. Don't worry, we are not putting out an album. But basically, yes, that ultimately he wanted to be where you are, have what you have, both that like maybe sort of genuineness, that authenticity, but also the game that you and Kylan and even Nerys are playing, which is a, hey, I want to go the hardest. I want to push myself. So I respect going against the best. Whereas Jay's game is the opposite, which is very much, hey, I don't want to get my hands dirty. And it's not saying one game is better than the other, but they're very different approaches. And similarly with the Olivia thing, and I brought this up to Nerys too.
Here we go.
I know you guys were just friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And yes, you can totally have platonic friendships.
Know where this is
going. Whether you're the same gender or not. However, I wonder if, I mean, both of you are very good looking people, and you did share a very intimate moment. I don't mean physically, but anytime you do a final with someone, anytime you do the challenge with someone and you're on a team with them, and especially if you're like, on a final with them in any capacity, it is indescribable how connected you become from that experience. It just is. And I wonder if maybe while the line was never spoken or crossed, if one person whose name starts with an O, ends with an Ivia,
her,
had some feelings for the other person whose name starts with an H, ends with a Rasio, and but thought because you tend to be busy, because you tend to travel and you're kind of exploring certain things about yourself, because you turn your phone off for weeks at a time, that you were just unavailable and kind of like enjoyed the closeness of the friendship but didn't make moves. And then
Here comes her
friend, and the Horacio that she knew, right? The one that she confidently knew, which is a guy who's not really looking for anything, not really da-da-da, does a 180, which, by the way, that was the definition of if he wanted to, he would. Side note for anybody listening.
Oh, my God.
And so I wonder if there was some jealousy on that end and that she deflected by saying, you know, oh, you didn't communicate. Oh, you didn't this. But really the problem was, is
you
that
ain't
she
never
didn't
looked
feel
at
close
me like
to
that.
You. Yes. And you were doing all the things she hadn't seen you do with and for Nerys. Have you ever thought about that?
Once again, seeing the little stuff that I have, it's on my phone. Just got my phone yesterday morning.
And
so
he's about to turn it off tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm about to not. Actually, not yesterday morning. Like maybe 2 days ago. But yeah, I start seeing all the comments. I start seeing just trying to catch up on what I can.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was that, the whole jealousy. Personally, I don't think it exists. At least I know on my side, I never had those type of feelings towards Olivia.
Oh, we don't doubt that. Okay. That's not the question, Horacio. That is not, we don't, that's pretty clear. We don't doubt that. But I'm wondering if there was some unrequited love. Because look, you're a good guy. And, and you know, you're not a bad looking guy. And so I just wonder if that was part of the draw and the attraction. And then she sees someone close to her get all the things that maybe she had been hoping for the last year. It's just a theory.
Allegedly.
Not saying it's 100% accurate. I am saying usually I'm not wrong on these things. And just a thought. But let's talk a little bit about this particular episode. All
wait,
right,
wait.
Yeah.
The flow has been a little heavy thus far on the episode, and I need to lighten it a little bit. I want to get it to Miss Nerys, okay? I need to know.
Are you in love, Rosie?
Period. Period.
I am in love. I am. And what can I say? It definitely unexpected, extremely unexpected.
Yeah.
I think not just for me, but for her as well. And for anybody that, you know, kind of knows us. I'm not gonna lie. It's been tough being away these last 4 months.
Have you guys been able to communicate while you're away, or were you not able to talk at all for the last 4 months?
So when she came on the show.
She came on the show. We got to win, like family coming over, but originally it was only going to be two of the competitors, and I was not one of them. And the show surprised us, and they brought in my brother and Nerys. So to me, it was like, what? And so it was such a beautiful moment, because I hadn't seen her at that time for about 2 months. I hadn't really spoken to her at all. The time
Did
that
you
I
finally tell her I love you back, since she said she told you when she.
Yes.
You told you guys that story. What?
did you finally tell her you love her back? When
I
she
did.
Came
I,
out
did. To- I did. I did. I did. I did. And I tell her every day now when I talk to her. you know. So yeah, it was so difficult, but those 4 months, they kind of, you have a lot of time. Well, I had a lot of time to think. That's all I get to do if I'm not competing. There was a lot of spare time, a lot of things in my mind, and so it was good that I came out of it with reassurance of like, I'm in a good place, and I have the right girl.
So beautiful. So, oh my God, this is so cute.
Oh, I love this. I love this so much.
So much. We are so happy for both of you, and just the way you guys show. Because I mean, I know we just asked you that question, "Are you in love?" But you didn't have to answer it because we saw it on the show.
We see it.
And the way you guys showed in your actions is just really beautiful to see. And even outside of the love that you guys created, honestly, this little triangle of love between Kylan, you and Nerys,
so
like you three standing there holding hands, like, oh my God, even talking about it makes me want to cry, which is weird. Like, it was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. But okay, before we get to that, you know, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Let's rewind and go at the top of the episode and talk about this daily challenge. So when you see it and they're explaining what you have to do, are you excited about it? Do you feel like it's going to be hard? Like, what's kind of the initial vibe going into what you're going to be doing today?
I mean, extremely excited. I think that's, as everybody knows, I just love to go compete. I don't really bring anything else but just competition, which I don't care, but I love it. I love it. And so those are things you don't get to do out in your daily life on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So I felt excited, and knowing that I had just came in second the previous one, like, all right, this is the one. This is the one that's much needed. Unfortunately, the whole Zara situation had just happened as well. That one hurt a lot as well. So I was like, we can't afford to lose this one, because it's going to be the same situation. I didn't know what girl was going to come down or what guy was going to come down with us. I just knew that it was going to be Kyla and I if we lost. So I felt good once they explained this, what it was. I felt even better, because it was kind of like you had to be kind of fearless in the situation.
What was the trick to it? Because it seemed like some people really struggled, namely James struggled. Corey was just like running fast and loose with it. Like, what was Ed as well? The trick?
I think the trick was being bold once again and having that confidence of not being scared to fall, but being just scared enough to say, I know when I have to hit the brake. So that lever, as soon as you pressed it, I mean, it had, like, I guess, like a gauge to it. If you pressed it really strong, then you would just fly down. But you could also press it a little bit, and it would kind of like slowly take you down.
Okay.
So that's where like speed came into play. And I knew
so that may be why Corey struggled a little. It's like maybe he was pressing it too hard. So he was, because we saw him fall with like really fast intervals
before
it come down. Okay.
I'd have been in the water. 100%. I'd have been swimming with the fishes. 100%.
Were you sad or shocked to see that Ed was the one who got eliminated in that round?
I was shocked. I was definitely shocked, because I think we got to see the competitor that he is. He's a very good competitor. Him and I, we didn't really talk game, and that's normal because he doesn't talk much. I don't talk much in terms of game. But we had that mutual respect. And I think that's something that I really liked about Ed. I know that he was against me, most of the season, because he was with that alliance, but I had nothing against him. If anything, that's one of the people that I really liked from that other alliance. He has a very good personality. And so like he mentioned this episode, he had just won the last 3 challenges in a row or something like that. And for him to be coming off that high to, I don't know, like,
it's a good straight
going
to
home.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So it was definitely shocking. And I didn't want to think about it in an all negative. At the end of the day, it was also positive, because I'm like, all right, he is a good competitor. I do want to compete against the best, but he's not with me. That's another, that's another number that's less against me. So, you know what? I'm sorry it's you, Ed, but I'm glad it's also, you, because that's a less number. So
Jeez
Louise. Which two? Absolutely. I'm going to say two, because I already know who one of them is. But which two were you hoping got purged? We saw it was Ed, but who were you hoping? Top two.
Top two, I would have loved for it to be I mean, it had to be Michelle or Jay. Michelle or Jay had to, one of them had to go. Because I don't know who the heck they thought they were. These guys think they were gods this entire season. And it really rubbed off the wrong way. Now looking at it, like seeing the this episode, and I just saw the previous one. That's all I've seen. It triggered me.
Don't
like
hold
it,
back.
It pissed me off. It really did, because especially the way, like, it's okay if you're against me. You know what? Yeah. I don't care. I will take them all on the chin, and I don't care. But when he's talking to Nerys and Olivia the way he is, I didn't know this. You know, the girls didn't come over to me and tell me, like, oh, Jay is this talking to us like this. I didn't know that. So watching that back, it's like, you're so disrespectful. You're like, you need to be humbled. Like, I don't know. It really, really triggered me. And I don't know what's next for him. I don't know what's next for me.
Yeah.
But I do know that going forward, I see Jay in a different way. Mm-hmm. And this is not even vengeance or anything. I just, it's me standing up for my people. Yeah. I didn't get to live that in Ride or Dies. Like, nobody really was talking bad to me or to Olivia.
Yeah.
And now I have lived that. It's like, okay, I guess that's how, you know, people start building grudges or and all that. And they're like, oh, don't take it personal. No, like, once you go against my people, especially their Nerys, like, all right, it's personal. So, you know, like, going forward, we'll see what goes down. Ooh, but definitely
an Jay origin story.
Feud. You're trying. Davon's trying to turn everyone into a villain just because they played that song when Nerys was walking back in the thing. Now she's like stuck on it. I don't think you'll turn into a villain, but I do think you'll turn into like a Robin Hood badass.
Robin Hood was a thief and a crook.
Do you think, but he's doing it for good. That part of the triggering comes from that initial conversation that you said connected you to Jay, which was Jay told you, hey, Horacio, I bond with you. I like that you're really respectful. The OGs are so disrespectful. And so now you're watching this guy who claimed to hold respect in such a high regard be utterly disrespectful to the women you care about.
Exactly. That's what it is. Because once again, you could be anybody, not just Jay, I'm sorry. Anybody could be disrespectful to me. And I feel like I know how to take it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a limit to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really affect me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it is different when you see the people that you care about, the people that you love being treated that way. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that line was crossed in a different scenario.
Yeah.
And he talks so much about the respect, and he puts on this fake smile and all that. And it's just crazy to see that side of him, because I didn't know that side.
Has he tried to contact you after
nobody really. Nobody has really tried to contact me, and I think they also know that.
What about Kylan? You've talked to Kylan?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've talked to Kylan, Nerys, Zaza. Mm-hmm. Who else have I seen? I think that's it. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
Speaking of Zaza, so Zaza gets eliminated, and we had her on recently, and we love her. She's hilarious.
She's the best.
Her and her fuzzy slippers that you put in the microwave. So Zaza gets eliminated, and you and Kylan come up with this plan to come back in the house separately, and Kylan puts on an Oscar-worthy performance. How did you guys come up with this idea of tricking the rest of the house and pretending only one of you came back?
I was shocked to know that he cried.
He did.
I was like, you sold it, brother. You really did. Because it all came as soon as we were walking away from that elimination. And I think they show it when I'm like, is there a plan? Mm-hmm. And because secret elimination, it's something that you have to use in your favor. Nobody knows how it goes down and all that. And so once we're on the bus going back, we're thinking about it, and he's like, look, what if I come in first? He's like, you wait maybe 30 seconds and then you come in later, or like a minute or something. And I'm like, that'll be cool. Like, you come in and then I'll come in later. But it turned out, like, he came in and they waited like half an hour. So people truly believed it. People were truly believing it.
Yeah.
And I was waiting. I'm like, hey, like, are you guys eliminating me? Like, I'm still in the game. Like, I want to go back.
Yeah, it got scared.
I'm like, this is just a joke. Like, let me go back. And so, once I finally walked back in, and I see how much he had sold it. I was like, obviously I have to stay true to it. And I think to this day, nobody knows. Once they, everybody, now that they saw the episode, that's how people are going to realize like how it went down, because nobody knew any of that. And I think it definitely kind of, I don't want to say it necessarily worked, because nobody was really asking us. They wouldn't even come up to us to ask. They're just like, what happened? It's like, you know, just had to fight.
None
that's
of your
it.
Business. Yeah, yeah. I know that's right.
When it was going to be the three of you, you, Kylan, and Nerys this time, did you give her a heads up of what to expect in the secret elimination?
I did. The night prior, you know how when Nerys is kind of telling the girls, like, I'm done, I'm packing my things, all these little things. She was truly ready to just go. And that night, I remember I was there with her and I said, you have to trust me that you're not going to go home. Like, you're not going to go, and you're going to prove everybody wrong. And this was before like the decision was made that three of us were going to go down, but she already kind of had an idea. We had an idea. And I said, just trust me that you're going to stay in this game. You're going to stay in this game. And that's when I explained to her, look, this is how the elimination works. We did this, we did that. And I just, you know, I wanted her to feel confident. And I know that that's what she was lacking at that time. The confidence. She's like, oh, I'm going up against the two best guys. I mean, that didn't matter. Like, I wanted her to just believe in herself. And every single time I spoke to her, even that little moment where I'm crying and I'm telling her I'm sorry and all that, was because I felt that I had dragged her down with me. That was what I did not want. I didn't want to drag anybody down. Kylan kind of had accepted it. So, you know, it was cool. But I didn't want to drag Olivia or Nerys or even Zara into that situation. And that's what happened. And so I felt very responsible for that situation. And it was kind of like, in a weird way, just the goodbye without even knowing what was going to go down in the elimination. Dang. It was just me really venting and just, you know, I wanted, once again, reassurance that she was going to be okay. And she needed to trust me in that situation that she was going to keep going. And that's what I wanted.
Did you give it 1,000% in the competition in the final? In that final elimination?
That elimination.
I see you smiling. I see you smiling.
No. I think I will not take away any credit to Nerys. She completely destroyed it.
Yeah, she did.
I agree. She ate you all. The reason why I ask is not to question Nerys's abilities at all. Mm-hmm. It was because every time we cut to you, we see you stop and encourage
her,
which we feel the love. We see you watching her. We see you putting that puzzle together, but it's not like the Horacio we usually see who's heads down, no one talk to me. It's,
I gotta give
a shout out to Kylan, by the way, too, because there was a moment that TJ's like, Kylan, hurry up. And Kylan's just like, yeah. Like, as he sort of like mumbles, to TJ, as he keeps going, it was so funny to me. But we see you just really encouraging her. It's like we could feel the love. So it's not to take away from Nerys's win at all, because she kicked ass.
Yeah.
But it's, if we're being 1,000%, if we're keeping it 100, Horacio, was there 0.1% of you that didn't go in the same way you would have gone if it was Jay, someone who you had vengeance against because they're coming after someone you love? Did you approach it a little bit differently because you were going up against someone you do love or were falling in love with at the time?
Yeah, I can't lie. It was a different situation. And
that man in love,
I think
you can see it.
Even when I'm in the puzzle and I'm seeing her struggle, I yell at her in Spanish, and that, I know they didn't show it, but I stopped in the puzzle, and I think I stopped every single time. But I was, my puzzle was in front of me, and I just kept looking at her, and that's when I'm like, finish the drill. In Spanish, I yelled to her, I'm like, tranquilízate, because she was, you know, kind of getting very frustrated. I'm like, you have to relax, take a breath, take it down slowly, and you got this. You got this win. Come on. And so did I give 100%? I was not clocked in. I will accept it. I was not fully clocked in. That doesn't mean I gave it to her.
And we're not taking that away.
Yeah,
I don't
not at
feel
all.
That, you, that is not a shout that. Out to Nerys. Yeah.
Exactly.
We could just see the love. And like, side note, not to get off of it, but only could, for those, this is to you today. When you were looking for your partner, It's that kind of love that you're looking for.
Oh.
And the way that they cheered for each other, even when they were crawling underneath the nastiest mud. And it's like, but they are competing for their families. They're competing for money. And yet they still, no matter what, have the ability to support and uplift one another. That's the kind of love everyone deserves to have. And that's the kind of love you should be looking for in your partner and in yourself. So that's just a matchmaker side note, but it was just really beautiful to see it on camera. Yeah. And then from a friendship capacity, I feel like we saw it with Kyland and the two of you guys.
Man, are you getting a puzzle? Did you get it? Did you get it?
Yeah.
It was just everything. It was very bittersweet. And I remember even the interview prior to mm-hmm. starting the elimination, they asked me exactly that. They said, we're used to seeing an Horacio that a dog come out of you and you're ready. Yeah. You're 100% let's go. I don't care who's in front of me. Are we going to see that dog out of you? Because right now we're not feeling it. And I remember my response. I said, look, I am not here right now. I'm not clocked in.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that when that horn blows, that ignites me. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm not feeling it. I really am not. And I'm not saying Nerissa and Kylan were there when I told them, look, guys, I'm not clocked in. We were we were driving over, they were on the mm-hmm. bus. And I told them, I said, I'm not feeling it, guys. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was a lot of mixed emotions. And crazy thing is, before this whole Nerissa thing, before I knew any of that, mm-hmm. I told my brother I was going on the season. Mm-hmm. And he goes, bro, you have everything to win this. Please, the only thing I ask of you is don't fall in love, because that's it. He said, I know you. I know you way too well. And you're a person that will always put others in front of you. And especially if you're falling in with somebody, you're going to give everything for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he told me. And so I told Nerissa that story later. I told several people. I told Kylan. And, you know, it's funny because that's how it went down.
And wow. your brother seems to know you. Do you fall in love easily, Horacio?
I don't want to say I do. I really don't. I think the thing with me, I try to always see the best in people immediately.
Yeah.
You know, and
we can see that.
I always do. And obviously being in the challenge house when you are with the people 24/7, mm-hmm. That connection grows so much faster than in the real
world.
Totally. I try to move as slow as I can. I know Nerissa probably told I would not kiss her.
You were a snail. Yeah.
I was like, no. Even little things we're going to cut. And I'm like, no, I gotta go work out. little things, I was doing my best to just be composed and be like, okay, yeah. I obviously care for you.
Yeah.
But we're going to move at my pace. Just because mm-hmm. I don't want to do anything for camera, first off. I don't want to do anything for the show. If I have feelings, they're going to be legit. They're going to be real. Mm-hmm. And I don't need a storyline of absolutely. This and that. That was never my intention and it's never going to be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think the process of falling for someone moved very quickly, even mm-hmm. though I was doing my best to move slowly. Mm-hmm. My feelings, my heart, everything was mm-hmm. moving very fast.
Yeah.
And so it goes back to just what my brother said. Don't let that happen, because that's going to be your downfall. And, at the end of the day, I don't want to see it as a downfall. I think.
I don't think it was
I agree.
Downfall.
I think it was so beautiful. Yeah. What did you think seeing between, so cut to the scene of Jay coming into Nerissa's room, sort of freaking out, being like, I wanted to save Nerissa. I wanted him showing his little list. But then also with the scene where we see, and I don't know how far in advance it was towards the voting, but where we see Olivia and Mariah and Jay and Michelle standing out by the pool, sort of talking, and Olivia saying, well, I'll vote for, or I'll save Mariah, no problem. And Jay being right there. So clearly he had to know, if he's doing the math, right, that it was going to end up like it was, or very, very close to. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, he's a snake. Simple as that. I think when he came into that room mm-hmm. and I didn't even want to look at him, because it was very frustrating. Mm-hmm. You can't claim that you want to protect somebody And I told him in the deliberation when he goes, oh, my plan was always to save Nerys. I said, well, you should have saved her in the first place.
Right.
You have
right.
the power.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
it. That's yep. all you had to do. Yeah. And so he walks away in that scene. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back in crying, saying, I love you, Nerys. And it's like, bro, get out of here. Are you serious right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's so fake. It's so fake.
Yeah.
And it's like, if he's fake, the people that he's surrounding himself with are fake. That's how I see it. And that's why, you know, I think Michelle was there. Asaf was there. Mariah was there. All these people were there. And, you know, it's, I don't want to say it, but Olivia was in that, caught up in that situation as well. When she is saying she's in survival mode, mm-hmm. that conversation that they had was probably 2 minutes before we went down to do the deliberation. I wasn't, mm-hmm. we weren't aware. I saw that they were talking over there.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, all right, we have to go. We yeah. start walking down and they stayed. So that was a last yeah. minute decision, last minute call.
Yeah. yeah.
And, you know, she, yeah, I don't want to talk badly about her, but yeah.
It's okay. We're just asking
tell
questions.
Your truth, though.
Yeah, you're allowed to tell your truth.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it off of what we can only go off of what we see, right? And we're talking yeah. about, you know, the gameplay here, but it was just wild, especially given that just a week before you and Nerys put yourselves on the line and Kylan
for
essentially
her. Yeah.
for her, only for her to be able to switch it up that quickly.
Yeah.
Maya Angelou said it, but you know,
and you know what?
Someone shows you who they are.
Believe it, girl. But you know what? That's another reason why as a viewer watching the episode, I mm-hmm. felt like you were also checked out, because to me, it looked like beyond betrayal, it looked like a heartbreak. Like your
yeah.
heart
yeah.
looked broken by yeah. what had transpired. So that's what I was thinking as you're going into it. I could tell that you were checked out. I also saw, like, it's a lot happening. Like, one of your good friends just stabbed you in the front, not even the back, stabbed
yeah,
you in
the
whole
the
front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you have the woman that you love. It's who you, and then your brother is back here competing too. So
yeah.
it was just
and
like,
this
yeah.
is the second
huge...
time you're kind of in
yeah.
a similar-ish situation.
It was a lot.
And it just felt, yeah, it is, I
it
mean.
Was very, very, yeah, that was a perfect word, heartbreaking. It really was.
Yeah.
And it was even more heartbreaking when TJ hits us with two of you are going home.
I'm like, dang, TJ.
I was so mad.
What got into your Cheerios? Man,
right.
TJ, why? Seriously, can't you wait till next week?
Exactly. Really? Yeah, that one hurt. And that's when, like, I remember just looking down. I'm like, all right, this might be the end right here.
But we see how proud you are. Yeah, we see how proud you are of her. And it's both a beautiful moment. I mean, literally, I think you said you were crying, Horacio. We were crying, which I like. It was so bittersweet and beautiful. I think it's one of the best challenge, or like one of the most touching challenge moments I feel like
yeah.
I've seen of all time. It's definitely
wow.
up there in the top five.
It felt
and
beautiful.
it was beautiful and just genuine and authentic and
yes.
but heartbreaking at the same time. Now we see Nerys going back in the house. We've talked to her, so we know girl is capable of popping off. What do you, we know she gets spicy, all right? And she
girl.
Has no F's to give. She's out for blood, rightfully so. What do you hope she does when she gets back into the house? Okay, I'm actually going to do this because you guys are very different personalities. So what do you hope she does when she gets back into the house? And then what do you think
yeah.
she's
okay,
going to
let's
first
do, that.
Do when she gets back
hope
into
she
the house?
What do you doesn't do?
Yeah, what do you think she's going to do and what do you hope that she does?
Okay, well, I hope she comes back and she has, the line has already been drawn, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sucks, but I would hope she just isolates herself
mm-hmm.
and just focuses on herself. So much negativity. So many people are going to come to her to try to talk to her and all that.
Right.
It's just let it come in through one ear and let it go out the other one. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Because people already showed their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're all against you. And
yeah.
the best thing that you can do is win. I always said
mm-hmm.
that the way to shut up people is by winning. That's
yeah.
it. You don't even have to respond to them with words.
Yeah.
You win and they're going to be quiet.
Yeah.
And so that's what I hope she does. What is she going to do most likely?
Yes. Yes, what do you think she's going to do?
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
I do definitely think she can definitely win, right? But
yeah, of course.
She is, like you just said, she is feisty. She's a fiery one. And I think all the entire time I was there,
yeah,
I think I did a I don't want to say I did, but we would speak and we would talk. Mm-hmm. And she did a very good job of holding it in. Because there mm-hmm. was times where she wanted to blow up. I think we got like a little taste of it at times. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. she was always like, because I was like, hey, they don't need that. They don't yeah. deserve that response from you. Yeah. You're fine. You're fine. You're over here with me. We're fine.
Yeah.
And she did amazing. And I was very happy to see that side of her. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm gone, yeah, good luck to everybody back in the house. Yeah. This girl,
you think she's gonna set it off when she gets back in the house?
Oh, I know she is. That's how she is.
Should.
She
As
should. Yeah, she should.
Is there anyone before we go? Is there anyone in the house that you think she should align herself with? And what I mean by that is currently, at least in this conquest portion, it seems like, so say she, even if she does win, you have to pick the next person, right? Like you have to pick a person to save. So right. who's the person that you think Nerisse should put on her list, you know, for when she wins the next challenge or whatever else out of everybody that's left there?
I think out of everybody, that's a very hard decision.
Slim Pickens.
I would have told her to pick Corey. And the reason for that is because Corey is aligned with everybody, but I think he said it himself. He was nobody's number one.
Right.
And
right.
he thought Michelle had his back fully. And all yeah. and they showed in this episode where she doesn't pick him and all these other people are, and they're all, he was always going to be at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And okay. so
really smart. Yeah.
If you, mm-hmm. if she were to pick Corey might be like, all right, you know what? Let's work yep. together and let's yep. send maybe possibly Jay, mm-hmm. Emmanuel, all of them to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would have told her. I think that would have been the best move because even Colleen would have not been good because Colleen yep. would have saved Berna would have saved Emmanuel. Emmanuel would have saved Jay. Yeah. And yeah. the list goes on. So
yeah.
I think it would have been the best choice would have been Corey.
That's very, very smart. And see, we talked about that earlier in the season yeah. Day of why they forgave Corey so much. And I said, even though he was all over the place earlier in the season, he comes across as, I don't want to say impressionable, but like he's loyal until he sees a better way. I feel right. like until mm-hmm. it makes sense for him in another way, then he'll be loyal to that. So
yeah.
Interesting. Horacio, oh, yeah. you have been amazing. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. We are so sad to see you go, but we are excited. You know, Day and I, now I'm sure it's probably a ways off, but I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Day and I can get ordained to officiate.
Yes, we can.
Weddings, you know, oh. and my mom speaks Spanish. I know probably 15 words, but we can learn. Like,
I know
we
food.
Could do a bilingual thing. Whatever you and Nerisse need, just call us.
No,
you know, call us direct.
You.
We got
that's,
you. We got you.
I love to hear that. No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me for everything. And I mean, I just want to, I guess, to end things, just I do want to say that it sucks that I'm out. But mm-hmm. all I wanted was for Nerisse to be seen in a different way.
Yeah.
I think everybody has an image of Nerisse, of mm-hmm. her past, of all that mm-hmm. stuff. And I think this season, she has shown a whole nother side. And yeah. I truly want people to see that version of her, that version of her just wanting. I don't know, because like, when I first spoke to her, she wanted change. She wanted to change for the better. I'm not mm-hmm. saying she was bad or anything, but she just wanted to have some kind of change.
Yeah.
And so I'm truly, genuinely so happy it went down the way it did. Does it hurt? Mm-hmm. Yes. Did I want to be the champion? Of course I did. But at the end of the day, I think I want it for her more than I wanted it for me. And so, you know, I'm just happy that it went down, and I appreciate you for supporting that, for supporting our
yeah.
relationship. And,
that's that love that we were talking yeah. about. Not you about to make us cry again.
I
that
know.
really is. And you said we saw a different side of her, and we did. We've seen some growth, and I hope it continues. I know that Twitter
Horacio
can inspire
did.
Some
she
things.
Would
so Horacio, please pass this message along. We are rooting for Nerisse.
Yeah.
Tell her that, look, no one ever says anything when the wolf howls at the moon. They only say something if the moon howls back. She should see herself as the moon. She doesn't need to respond to every wolf, every tweet, exactly. every comment, every yeah. nonsense. You guys are the moon. I learned that from NeNe Leakes. Don't
yeah,
ask. I don't know. I feel like
NeNe
should.
I like that.
But no one ever says anything when the wolf howls at the moon. So let the wolves keep howling. y'all just keep sitting up in the sky chilling. Yes. And we got to see a different side of you as well, Horacio. And it was beautiful to see too, the quiet brood, even on this podcast interview. I feel like last time we talked about protein shakes a lot, and look at all the things we got to see, emotions, and you cried a little bit. It was so absolutely beautiful.
See, if people want to keep balance. Up
with your growth or your protein shakes and your love story, where can they find you on social media, Horacio?
I'm only on Instagram, on Horacio Gutierrez Jr. That's my only platform. I don't have anything else, but I'm sure you guys will be seeing a bit of me on Marisa's TikTok or Twitter, because I know she posts me out there. But that's the only platform I have. And thank you everybody for that support. And it means the world to me, just like it did in last season. Don't know what's next, but whatever does come, I know I'm going to be ready. Like you said, I had a lot of growth this season, and I think it's only a matter of getting more accustomed or more used to the whole situation, getting comfortable with people. So little by little, I think my side or the little personality that I have is coming out. So, I really appreciate it. I really do. And I'm just simply ready for what's next.
It's just the right amount of personality. It's not little. It's just the right amount.
To be clear, ladies, you follow him to support. His DMs are closed.
Right. Don't look.
Closed.
Well, thank you, Horacio, again. Seriously, it's such a pleasure to have you. Cannot wait to see you back. I know we will, and we'll see you in other great things. And just really happy to have you as a part of the Challenge family. Yourself.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure is all mine. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Oh my gosh. Such a great interview. I'm so glad Horacio came to hang out with us and give his perspective, And as someone who has not seen the episodes, for him to come in, everything's so fresh. Oh, my goodness.
It was so beautiful. I just want to get a framed portrait of the three of them standing there holding their hands at the elimination and put it on the wall. It would be weird, though, so I won't.
They should do it.
I just feel like... It was beautiful. They really should. Ooh, if we have any Challenge fans, you guys should sketch that. I feel like that would be a really cool sketch, and then make t-shirts and then send us some. There you go. Yeah. There's an idea for you. Love that. So
love it.
For
so
anyone
much.
Who's still feeling all the feels and maybe they want to relive the feels with you, Day, where can they find you on social?
Oh my goodness. You guys can find me in this month.
You know what?
On Davontian_ on Instagram, and that is it for this month. But in next month,
who knows?
Find me on the YouTube as Davontian. What, Devin? Where can the people find you? DevinSimone.com.
You can find me just as much on Davon's YouTube as you can find Davon. Okay, I'm gonna tell you that. But you can also find me. You can go to my website, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Shout out to, I'm gonna pronounce this terribly wrong. I want to say Vinay or Vinash, who the other day I was walking down the street and he goes, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. That's walking. So shout out to you. Appreciate you listening to the podcast and all of you guys who are listening to the podcast. Yeah. You can find me, on Instagram at Devin Simone. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on TikTok, but I don't really post there that often. All the places, Amazon Live, you can find me. It will be fun. Yes. And yeah, maybe I'll even post some good. My birthday's coming up, so maybe I'll post some good content because I'm wild out a little bit in Vegas. Okay, and then thank you guys though for joining us for another episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast. Remember, if you liked this episode, if you liked Horacio, if you like Nuracio, Nuracio, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you tell a friend.
Yes, and you can catch new episodes of The Challenge, Battle for a New Champion, on MTV.
And we'll see you back here right after for a brand new episode of MTV's
official Challenge podcast.
Hashtag Nuracio.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.